like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, my friends. Forgive me for last night. We had a power outage, and therefore some things in our studio went up in smoke. But everything's fixed. The number is 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. That's live. And we'll give you other times later on. This evening, I want to talk about something I wanted to talk about last evening, but it's still news. And I'm in the business of news and predicting the future from the little we have to what's going to be very big and dangerous. And what I'm about to tell you is going to be in the second part of this program, which is 4 minutes from now. Roseburg first. Two men with concealed weapon permits were prevented from saving the lives of those children by some sort of caretaker that would not let them in. Unless they get, you know, it took an hour for them to get him to get permission. If it was me, I'd have blown the door down, but that's something else again. I also hear, and I'm not 100% sure, but let me say for sure that it could indeed happen. That Roseburg citizens, it's murmured, don't want Obama there. They may well protest bearing legally concealed weapons. That's interesting. That is very interesting and very, very powerful. Now, prisoner relief. What the hell next? Perhaps the worst of human nature's knocking at your door, boots on the ground. Prisoner release. How many times have I said that before? Years ago, if you've been listening to me that long. And, you know, World War III is the next one. That's also I've prognosticated or predicted many times. I've brought this up, but pushed it aside because there was no complete evidence right in front of your nose to see it. So let me tell you, because you can see if you have common sense, if you're not upset and frightened and fixated with your girlfriend or fixated with your anxieties and fears and drug addicted. So you'd see it. Prisoner relief is, I said that. World War III, Obama, this is what I said years ago, many times. Obama and Vladimir Putin will create a wink-wink war with each other that is guaranteed to lose. We are guaranteed to lose it. Those drafted to be slaughtered first will be the sons and daughters of conservatives. Get it? Okay? I understand the mind of wickedness. And you don't even understand the mind of your own wickedness. Because nobody likes to see their own faults. And therefore, if you don't see them, they can be used against you. That's for my show tonight. One more thing. As soon as I finish with the subject, I want to talk to you about why our children hate us and can be made to turn against us lone wolf gang style. Now, does any one of those subjects interest you, please call me. Or try to find fault with it. See? But it looks like it. And if it looks like it, it is it. Now, you can also look at somebody. I mean, a wicked person could look at a good person and see evil as good and good as evil. Innocence as evil. They can see that. That's how they see it. And that's how you got you stupid people, or stupefied, if you don't mind me, my fellow Americans, but you should have seen it coming. You should have recognized it if you had intuition. But you see, for many centuries, many, many years, generations, slowly but surely, you've been losing your virtue and not listening to your conscience and giving up your Christianity little bit by little bit that you have, and without you realizing it, and your children, allowing them to enjoy those bad habits because you didn't have the power or the authority, because you were so weakened by your own parents. Several generations of that is where it's going to lead to what I said just now.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. I do hope you listening to the first 5 minutes, but I have to say again, because many people listening to this program do not get the first opening salvo. It's news. And you can't use the kind of news you're getting, but you can use the kind of news I'm going to give you, and I'm going to show you how to deal with this news and make you part of the cure of what's wrong with our country, starting with you, if you don't mind me putting it that way. I said, I'll dig quickly. These are the subject matters I want to deal with tonight, and then I want to talk to you about why your kids, you know, hate you and can be made to turn against you, lone wolf gang style. But I said, in case you didn't hear it, let me just run it through it very quickly. I hear that Roseburg citizens don't want Obama there. They may well protest bearing legally concealed weapons. Wow, that is magical. It's, in other words, it's perfectly legal. It's no threat, but just let it be known. Or not known. Either way, legal. No intent. Just the way. I get that. I get it. It's mad. If I can't tell you how great that is, if it happens. And then the prisoner release. See, you're not dealing with a president that loves this America. I'll tell you in a minute, quickly. See, what next? Perhaps the worst of human beings knocking on your door. Boots on the ground. It's going to lead to that. I've predicted that many times. And World War III I've predicted, where Obama and Vladimir Putin will create wink-wink war with each other that is guaranteed to lose. Those drafted to be slaughtered first will be sons and daughters of conservatives. You get that? Because what he wants to happen to America when the catastrophe strikes is permanent. You don't want conservatives. You got to kill them off. And that's one way to do it. And so then after I've finished, well, I've just said that, didn't I? If you want to question me on that, any one of those things, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. But I warn you, I see things ahead. And if you could see things ahead with the common sense that you've lost, for which reason your life goes down the drain and other people... And people like Putin and his friend in need, Obama. If you have the if you weren't obsessed, if you weren't a liberal, which is an appeaser, like who thinks that war is created by conservatives who stand up for themselves. No, it's just the opposite. It's liberals being nice people. They are controlled by something even more liberal, as I said yesterday, or day before yesterday, or last week. What? In other words, liberals tend to cause war. Do you understand it? Weakness, going along, appeasement. The kind of appeasement you have when your father is angry with you and you don't know how to stand up to him, and You give in to get along and go along because you can only survive that way, but you make that into a virtue. And you can't help yourself. It's hypnotic. It's traumatic. It's temptation operating through human beings. The door's open, flies open in childhood. And that's why we're going to be talking about children a little bit later. And remember, those drafted will be slaughtered first. These are the things that I've been saying way ahead. I see it coming. And you could see things coming too. The trouble is, you eat too much, you drink too much. You want more and more stuff. And your focus is on more and more stuff. A different kind of iPhone. Ooh, wow. No, I use an iPhone for business only. That's it. I know how to talk to my fellow countrymen. I do hope my fellow countrymen will love me the way I love you. And I would like to say before I continue my discussion, the number to call me about anything that's wrong with you and why you can't see things coming, and when you do see it coming, have fear or overreact and might do more damage by overreacting, because that's what the adversary, your president, wants you to overreact. Look, let me say this. I don't want to sound braggadocious, but please, I have spent, this is my 88th year, okay? I'm an old geezer. I'm not stupid. I'm not stupefied, nor do I mean to stupefy you, nor frighten you. I want you to see clearly, but you don't see. You see clearly. And when you do see clearly, there's plenty of forces, especially the worst, your bad friends, may tell you that you're okay, really. And what you see is, you know, not real. So you trust them. If you see anything at all, you get disheartened. You're caused to doubt yourself. Get it? That starts early, and it continues. So once it starts that way, you can't stop it. You can't stop it being an appeaser. You can't stop it. And the only way you can stop it is to be a bully, a victim, and a victimizer. There is no other way. If you look very carefully, there's only two alternatives given you once you have lost your way, once you have been traumatized. Trauma is hypnotic and cannot be cured. Don't ever believe hypnotists, because I used to be one. I had my own business for almost 6 years, where I learned what hypnotism was, and I see how Adolf Hitler turned a nation, a democratic nation, into a bunch of murderers. And the only people who weren't murderers were support to the murderers. You couldn't speak up, otherwise they'd kill you. And you wanted to spread that through the world. But now you're evil in all its forms. Vladimir Putin, you know, or Hitler, Mussolini, or all of them. They rise up because there's something wrong with us. That's how you got the situation now. You got Obama and Putin together, and you're going to have a war. And this is going to look like a real one if you're stupid. But if you're not stupefied right now, you can listen to what I'm saying and put down your guns. And no, don't put down your guns. Just keep them. You may need them. Just buy a lot of them and put them somewhere and be ready to use them. I'm not saying that anything about that. What I'm trying to say is, if you have the fortitude of putting aside your quest and your compulsion for things and see what things have done to you, making them more important than what is right in your heart. See how it's pulled you away. And then not having things can also, seeing other people having things, can be upset to people who can be a very upsetting things when they don't have things. And they get jealous. And then a voice like a Obama or, you know, a fiery speaker can just stir hostility towards them, because how come they have what we don't have? Or we don't have enough of, because they also want on welfare, want more and more and more and more. So you can never get enough stuff once you start getting stuff and being stuffed with it, with our tax money. You're finished. Your goose is cooked. Please listen to this voice. I love you. I care for you. It's not my love I love with. It's not the ordinary love. I'm not looking for your approval, and I'm not looking for you to love me back. I know I stick my neck out when I'm doing this, see. But what I wanted you to do is just to wake up from your hypnotic trance. See, I told you, let me tell you again about stress. Let me just mention three or four words. Stress, temptation, trauma, and hypnosis. All three are exactly the same thing. You're living in a, let me make it modern. You're living in a hypnotic state. My wife, God bless us, her little soul, had me on a pedestal. One minute she loved me, one minute she hated me. You see, because I didn't give back the kind of wrong love she thinks of as love. It's called codependency when you get caught up in it. And the secret life she had is loving me one minute, hating me the next. And then being jealous of what I am. See, yes. And so she begins to lose her memory and not be able to do anything. She threw away all her identity. I had to get all identity cards and everything back. But now she's getting better. It took 3 years for me to see it, that I was the one that was the problem. But looking at me as the problem, angrily, you see, because I wouldn't give back. I wouldn't give back what isn't good to give. She's beginning to see what love really is, not what she thought that made her angry, because I didn't give it. The workings of her mind, but getting it roughly that it was codependent. Like some of you are. A lot of you will start with me and say, well, this is an interesting fellow. And you'll put me on a pedestal. Wow, that's interesting. But you don't understand it. It's very interesting. And she used that word, interesting, but not, wow, I see what he's saying. Wow, I feel free. Every time I say something is wrong with you, if you don't get angry with it, you're free. The very fact that you recognize my light with your light on the same subject or your problem goes right away, it dissolves. Now you see, there's redemption for you in your hypnotic state. But while you're in that hypnotic state, other people can irritate, upset, tease, seduce you, and you don't see it coming. And when there's enough of you, you'll get the country that you've got. Blind men, blind women, families, no families left, no father, no grandfather, 80% divorced almost. Our children are hating us, and this is the subject matter I will talk about tonight.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now, this is what I'd like you to do. I've only been 20 minutes into this program. I've said a lot. And many of you listen to me, have listened to me for up to 50 years, if you've lived that long. And all the things I've said have come true. 50 years ago, I was saying very similar things, but as it grew closer and closer to what you could see more of, I said more of it. And I know how to fight Obama. I know how to do it. Now listen carefully. I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this for God and country. Ah, there you can say everybody says that. What I need really from you is support. And I can't do that without support, financial support. Because if I help you, I know I've helped millions and millions of people. But millions of people, you know, millions and millions isn't many when there's 330 million Americans. And then we don't count the immigrants. So I don't expect to get enough. I need to get to the whole country. And what I need is some kind of marketing. I don't have the money for that. I just barely have the money to stay on the radio. I'm the odd guy out, and the media has done a good job about me. And a lot of you have believed it. A lot of you Christians have believed it too. It's not just bad guys. It's not just the media. It's also your ministers who talk bad at me for many, many years. Roy Masters is this, Roy Masters is that. Roy Masters loves America. And so therefore, if I help you, everybody listening to me who have been helped, would it be fair to ask you and to beg you to support this program the way somebody else supported you so you could hear it? See, you pay it forward, and you keep paying it forward, and I grow. Just a little bit, but every month would be nice. FHU.com. FHU.com/donate. Or go to my website, FHU.com, and you'll go there. It's just FHU.com by itself. And the address for a check would be, thank you, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Okay, that's all for now. Now, what I do need is the word I just used a few moments ago. A person does marketing. I need a big firm to give me some kind of push, exposure. It's time now where I know that people are beginning to see that Roy Masters is correct. And all those people you listen to on radio, they're all decent people, the talk show hosts. They're not going to show you how to take your country back. They'll just deliver you information. I'm going to show you how to turn this thing around. For example, let me just say that. If it was true that Roseburg citizens decide, you know, they don't want Obama, just like I thought so. That's what I heard, you know, from where I can't tell you. See, they may be well to protest while bearing legally concealed weapons. Now, to me, I think that is legal. You call me and tell me it isn't. That is just an idea. But it comes to me, and I didn't invent it. And whether it's true or not, it's a way of, if it gets to be known that is the case, and all the citizens of the United States have that same, well, not all of you, because I don't expect all of you, but enough of you who get those concealed weapons. Just getting the right to have that. That would be enough. That would be a beginning to where you want to protest. That is what I say. It sends a message that is intimidating, but not harmful. There's no harm there. You're just making a point, aren't you? There's no intent. And make sure, you know, it could be that somebody could do that and it turned bad. But I'm saying it because maybe you shouldn't do it at Roseburg, but other places, so nobody knows. But they really do know, if you know what I mean. That's psychological warfare. It's better than warfare. You don't get it, do you? Mm-hmm. Why don't we give you the phone number? 800-866-8883. Now, I'm going to take the second part of my program now, and having made these points, in and out, trying to make sure that you understand things to come, and you're not helpless, and you have to have the determination and to forget all your problems. You've got to stop drinking, smoking, drugs. I can help you with that. If you go to my website, you have two alternatives. There's a 7-minute meditation that could work for free. And then there is a Be Still and Know meditation that you can download for $10. That works for the military. And that's the only way I have to distribute to the military, because I had CDs and I run out of money. I gave, you know, thousands, 100,000, so, and then more than that, and run out of money. But it works. It works on post-traumatic stress disorder. It works to wake you up from your own post-traumatic stress disorder, because there's various stages of it. See, and they have different names all the way to suicide. But the answer to the cure for that is not drugs. It's a trick. The drugs is a trick to trick you into not facing what the problem is. I have the solution to post-traumatic stress disorder, and there's articles, big articles written in big, very fortuitive magazines. And I won't go into that right now. I just lost my words a little bit. So, please think about what I'm saying. I'm speaking ad lib. You know, I'm just wanting to get you to understand you're about to lose your country. You cannot go on obeying this man. You can't do it by yourself. It has to have a mindset that nearly everybody, enough people have. Because the liberals are cowardly anyway, don't you see? And they're driven by what is behind the liberals, who are decent people. Because they think their appeasement is real love, when it's really the cause of war. And behind them stand the communists, playing the role of liberals, but being in control of that passion for peace, which only causes war, see, and makes us vulnerable to war, because we tend to be very persuaded by that kind of thing, see, because the media is powerful, and you better not believe them at all.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make my appeal to you again. And some of you don't get this segment of the radio program, especially if it's late at night sometimes when the program's refeeding. It refeeds from 9 to 12 West Coast time. That's it. And but to call me, you need to call me on FHU.com. I mean, no, I'm mixing things up a little bit, sorry. Because I don't have any notes to guide me. So forgive me for little mistakes. It's all man. Okay. So I want you to support my program and just make it clear to you. The only reason why you are listening to this program is because there's a sufficient number of people who are paying it forward. If you don't know what that means, let me explain it to you. I'm giving it my all. I have to have a payroll. And I have to have stations. I have to pay all the expenses you don't know about. It can come to at least between 150,000 and 200,000 a month. And that was a skeleton crew, see, as it stands. That's not easy. But I've been on the air for 55 years. This is the 56th year. But percent miracles, many people have passed away, of course. And we've got, you know, kindness, you know, with respect to that, every now and then. But what we need is your support. And understand that the reason why I can help you is someone said thank you with a donation. Here, let somebody else hear it. I'll support you. And I'm on the air because of that. But it's not enough. Because I should be, of course, there's always been a war with the media. And so the media, the moment I appeared on the scene in 1960, there was a terrible war. I didn't know where it was coming from. I thought I'd come to help the country. All I had was 15 minutes on the air. And before you know it, I was a light with all kinds of, with cruelties and liable things said to, about me, you know, and I was very popular for the first 3 or 4 years, but slowly but surely, you know, the media does what the media does, and so slowly but surely I sort of disappeared from the scene. All you can hear about me is bad stuff. And I haven't got the power to overcome that now. FHU.com. And you listen and you decide. This old geezer here talking to you. Call me. Call my office number, 800-877-3227, and get a copy of my Be Still and Know, or get a free copy or listen to it live of the 7-minute meditation.
Worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I intended to talk to you about why your children hate you and why you destroy your own children without knowing that you're doing it. But I will take callers first. This is a call-in program. I don't want this to be, you know, me just talking, see, pontificating, reading. I want a living program. I want people who want to live, who realize that there's something wrong with their lifestyle. And they don't know how to break it. And I do. And the lifestyle you've got is controlled and is swelling exponentially. More and more drugs, more and more alcohol, more and more perversion, more and more perverted sex, promoting all the worst things and getting people to rise, dirty, rotten people to rise, especially in government and in the media, is controlled by communists, controlled by them. And they met, and I don't blame the media, those who are in the media, because I don't think they see clearly. See as clearly as I do. I see them and they see me. But they went through college and they got their degree in to be a media, part of the media. And so naturally they will be compelled to see lies as truth. They think they're Americans. They think they're Americans. I can see why they do it, but they cannot see that what makes them do it. They think those lies that come out of them is truth. Don't you see that? Can't you see that you can do that with ISIS? Hitler can do it with the Germans to make the Jews. It's happening now. Media is spreading. It's easy to believe the worst. For instance, if a Jewish person did what happened in Roseburg, that would be the end of Judaism in America. Because there's more of you who would believe it and get angry. But if you have the kind of people we're talking about, Muslims, you see there's 1.5 billion of them, and lots of them are here, and lots of them want to come here. So you see that many of the murders being committed by these people. It doesn't mean to say that Muslims are all murderers. They're not. They're good. Many of them are good people. I get it. But there's a branch of that religion that's very dangerous. And they should be standing up for it themselves. Just like we stood up, you know, America stood up in the Civil War. And they died to save the slaves from slavery, people. They see them thrown as people. And they happen to be conservatives that did that, in case you didn't know, in case you've forgotten. Anyway, there's so much I can say about this, but you could be caused, because you see, basically, as a whole, you're a bunch of cowards. See? And the media purposely diminish what you should be hearing about, you know, lone wolf killers. Nearly all of them are the same now. And it's getting worse. And because it isn't fully understood and fully opened to what it really is and the name of the game, which I'm discussing, therefore, it doesn't seem so important for you to get mad. Because, you see, you'll be insulting 150 billion people. So, you know, 1.5 billion people. See, so they could come back on you. But 7 million Jewish people, that's all there is. So it's easy to blame what's going on Jews. What's going on is them. It's all about, yes, it's easy to do that because Jews are involved and organizations have written, determined to kill them. They're making huge fuss of it, killing Christians as well. But you see, you have a president who is one of them. See, he's responsible for already, you know, 250,000 Christians killed. And that, you don't hear about that, do you? You don't hear about it. You can hear about it, but not hear about it hard enough to inspire you to do something and stand up, you Christians. That's what you're doing. You're just cowardly, mostly. I'm sorry.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm sorry to keep Dwayne waiting. I'm sorry, but it's just my mouth keeps going. And it's not speaking perfect English. And it's a little bit hesitant here and there, but see what I'm doing right now? I'm getting a little bit flustered. See, it doesn't come out smooth. Talking to a screen is what I'm doing, sitting here talking to a screen, not talking to a person. So I have to sort of create a dialogue with myself. That's not easy. I want to know where all the people are that can disagree with me. Where is one person that agrees with me? Now, if you either agree with me or disagree with my political view, which a religion, you know, is when one religion is juxtaposed against another, you call it politics. Jesus was? He was a politician the day he was born, when he was a baby. Loyal opposition. Yeah, he was the only one that could stand up against them. And then he grew a lot of people that, you know, there's how many billions of Christians we have. If we're not careful, we won't have any. If Christians don't stand up. But the problem, it all goes back. The Christians are mostly, whoever you are, you can be an appeaser Christian. You can be appeaser anything. But, you know, Christians tend to be appeasers. It's not like the old days, in George Washington's time. You're not the same people anymore. You're into too much stuff and verses and chapters. In his day, if I remember correctly, forgive me for just not holding my friend here off. In his day, the preachers were different. They said, ignore how much money you have and who you are. You're all citizens of this country, you're all equal. And whether you have money or not, you're still equal. If you don't have any money, work for it. So they said that with a gun and a Bible when they preached. A gun and a Bible. I want to know where that spirit's gone. It's gone. You've lost the way. You've lost your Christian way. You've got too many preachers. Too many. Dividing you. Don't you understand, as Christians, real Christians don't need a teacher. You don't need a rabbi, because you have it within you. Don't you get it? You have it within you. There's a wordless word inside you. It speaks to me, through me, to you. Can you hear it, my fellow Americans I love? You're lost. You're drunk. You're prejudiced. You listen to your Pope or equivalent. Don't listen to anybody. Listen to your heart. And don't be afraid to look at your faults. Let the light fall on the fault. That's what I'm talking about. You've got to see your faults. You've got to see them and be happy to see them. Oh, this stings a little bit, but yes, I see that. Do you see what I'm trying to say? No, you're not listening. You're not listening. You're not hearing. I'll take my call. I give up. I'll take Dwayne. Dwayne, maybe we can talk about anxiety. You know what? Before I take Dwayne again, sorry, he's patient, being very patient. You know what? I get people calling about anxiety and that kind of thing, but I don't get people calling me, I got cancer. Because I can show you how to cure it. It's mind over matter, but if you haven't got a mind, it doesn't matter, does it? I'm looking for real people that can talk with me and tell me, I got this problem, I got that problem. And I can show you how to overcome it. I can show you maybe you can make it worse with medicine. And 95%, you make it worse, you live longer, but you live longer. And you can live to 80, 90 and still not have lived at all. See? You die having never lived, because you artificially kept alive, and it looks like you're alive, and then you're dead. There's another kind of life, and that kind of life will lead less and less and less of stuff, including drugs and alcohol, everything. Thank you. All right, Dwayne. Sorry to keep you waiting, Obin.
Yeah. Hey, Roy, I heard something that was a little disturbing on your program the other night.
Okay.
A woman talked to you. She was 70 years old, and she referred to the fact that she was Jewish and that she was quite happy by being by herself and living alone and this and that. And I've done that for 13 years now because my wife, we had the ideal marriage made in heaven with our family.
Yeah.
And things went to hell when she injured her back and got put on these psychotropic drugs.
Oh, did you call? Have you called me before?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I thought I remember the subject.
But
what are you calling about, though?
I'm calling about that lady that referred to the fact that being alone was special and to her and this and that. And I would offer that in the scriptures it teaches that it's not right or it's not good for a man to live alone.
And well, so, I don't think that you're understanding what she means by alone. I'm a loner. I'm married. I have 5 children and 17 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. But I'm still alone with my Creator. And then I draw good people towards me and that's good. And I draw bad people towards me. That's good because I get to them and they don't get to me. And so therefore, I'm a slayer of the bad guys, because there's something about messing with a Jesus type of person. We all need to be that way, not just me. There's something about auspicious that draws the good people towards you. It draws the bad ones, but the bad ones go way limping, or better. See, that's much. Just let me see what time this is. Okay, we're good. Can you hold the line a minute? Because we have to define what we mean by being alone. Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I only want to say quickly before I continue with my subject matter, you need to call 800-866-8883, and that's 3 hours, or actually mostly 2, because I usually put on a best of on the third hour because it goes so slow. As long as it's live, I'm alive. That's it. Very much alive. I am with Dwayne. He's called before. I'm looking for new people, see, because I've helped millions of people throughout these 55 years. Millions. Not enough to prevent horror from coming. And therefore, those of you who are privileged to get to know yourself better and come out of the funk of hypnotic states or traumas, which are 601 Harvard, a dozen of the other, and learn how to deal with the stress, which is temptation. That's another way of saying it. Unless you've understood this, you'll lose the war. But it's propaganda war, so you have to learn which are lies and which are truth. And if you're compromised, the tendency is to believe the lie, because it supports the wrong with you. Like Adam, made an excuse. You see that? And who did he make excuse to? Spirit. See? And then you look for people. If you have run out of excuses, you look for people who excuse you. And then you are involved with somebody just as bad as yourself. And you compound your problems. See? And you can't see it coming. And then you elect. When you get enough of you, you're going to elect a person who loves you in your rotten self that you are. As a group. As a whole country. Hitler, Germany. That's it. All you had to have is a lot of angry people. That's what happened in those days. Okay, Now, Dwayne, we're going to go back. So please support the program. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Let me go to Dwayne. Dwayne,
yes.
You got to understand what being alone is. I am a child of the light. So are you. I don't need anything from you. I don't need life force from you. I'm not saying money. I'm not saying you know, there's something, you got to understand what we're talking about. It's a something you need and that is not good for you to give me. I don't want you to give me money out of guilt. I want to, if you're going to give any money, I'm talking about, then it's because I've helped you and you want other people to be helped also. That is as good, and that is good for my heart.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The program number is 8424. I just want to, I'm talking to, but it is a subject. And I wonder, it wasn't in him to understand what I'm saying, but maybe the subject matter will help other people. Now, I told you that my wife has been difficult all these years, and I've been trying to help her without realizing what it was until it, and she's lost her memory, and then it became even more difficult to get to. But she's getting better, and her condition is not curable. So if I gave her a way to somebody else to look after, or give her to a psychiatrist or something, that would only make her worse. They would all just love her and love her and love her and love her and embolden what's wrong. She's awakened now. She's awakening. It's just 63 years. And of course it goes back further than that to childhood. Nearly all of you have problems going back to childhood. Don't you see it? And any person, and in that state, any person can enter into you and add to your misery and to your suggestibility. So if you hated your father, you may hate men. And you get married and you don't know you hate men because you do need to get married and you do need love. But sooner or later, the hate is going to raise its ugly head. And you're going to get a reaction, and then you're going to get then they're going to react to you and you're going to react to them, and it doesn't stop. Goodbye. And then there's a codependency. The one that is, you love, my wife loved me because she thought, knew her. I was a very unusual person, but then she got jealous of me. And then she got jealous of other women, see? And then sort of judged me for that. And I'm not about that, see? Really not. But in her mind, because of her past, and we won't talk about that right now. So she had a love-hate relationship with me. One minute she was loving me because, you know, but she wanted love. She wanted love, but she didn't know what she was looking for. But I couldn't yield to that. I can't yield to appease you and make you feel better. I leave it that to Obama. He will do that for you. He will massage your rottenness and nurture your weakness as if it was a virtue, and make you more of an appeaser, and make the enemy more hungry to close in on us. Enemy outside and enemy inside. See? So you really need to understand more deeply, but you've got to be freed as an individual. An individual is individual. I'm not an out-dividual. The caller just now is an out-dividual. An out-dividual is the kind of person that wants something. As he said, he finally got married, and then his marriage fell apart, And then all hell break loose, and now he's a loner, and it's not good to live alone. Who wants to live alone with you? Who wants to live with you? You want something. Or she wants something. And you bloody well give it to them. You give it to them for what reason? To get sex or get something back. You want something for your giving. That's the sickness. It's the sickness of all of you. You give too much of yourself that there's nothing left. And then you curse. You get start to sick. You get sick and start to get die from, I don't know, all kinds of diseases. Cancer. Yes, it's all caused by giving something of yourself, giving off a life force. The love, 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 love me, love me. And all people do is take advantage of you, whether they know it or not. They may not know it. They make you think you're sincere and be harmless. But the tendency, if you have worked for a boss and you work that way, you think, what a wonderful person. I'll give them more money. I've never seen anything like that. But you do not realize you're looking for a person that's looking for your approval. It doesn't matter how much money he or she makes. It wants approval. And when she gets that approval, God help the person who grants it. You trust them. Deep down inside, they have a love-hate relationship. The hate side comes out. The betrayer side. See, so the things you don't understand, the things you won't call me about, because it's you. I can describe all of you in two ways. You're a bully or a coward, one of the two. And maybe 5% of you are not. But you're beginning to wake up, my dear fellow Americans, and I hope that you will let me speak to you this way, and if I'm right, you'll feel, oh, a breath of fresh air. Right about your wrongs, that is. I'm not talking about you, how good you are, how wonderful you are. That's not the way to do it. You're not wonderful. But you'd be magnificent if you could face your own problems, if you know how to do that and find your redemption in that process. Oh, I see another one. I see another fault. I see something interesting. All of a sudden you're learning something without going to school. And see, you're making decisions that really work and don't frustrate you, and you don't take a deep breath and feel important because it works. See, I wonder if you understand that. Oh, my name's Roy Masters, please. There's a second hour coming up. I want to sort of check your reaction by giving you a phone number, 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. West Coast time. Refeeds. And if you can't get the refeed, you can't get the program, make sure you go to my website where it says, listen to Roy Live, etc. There's also alternative decisions there you can make by listening to me. FHU.com. I'm Roy Masters. As I was saying, I want to do a program. I want to see a living person take on anything I say, or better still, ask me about how do I get rid of my cancer. How do I get rid of my drinking? I'm a sex pervert. See? Yeah, I'm addicted to sex. I can't get it out. I got thoughts I can't get out of my mind. I can help you with every one of those, because all those come from one simple thing. FHU.com. My office number is 800-877-3227. And somebody's listening tonight if you want to call. 800-877-3227. Sorry, I did it so fast. I'm listening to the music.